Hi, and welcome to this Converge podcast, protecting customers through quality management. My name is Paul Gillen, and I will be your host. Quality is a fundamental ingredient of success for many businesses and an essential part of our culture. Many businesses have chosen to adopt a quality management process, not only to remain competitive in today's complex electronics marketplace, but also as a way of demonstrating to customers their ability to consistently deliver quality products and services throughout the supply chain. Today, we're going to discuss the importance of quality in electronic components distribution. My guests are Ron Wiggins, Operations Manager, and Dwight Girardi, Senior Manager of Corporate Quality and Compliance at Converge. They'll talk about how Converge approaches quality within their supply chain. Before we begin, I'd like to ask each of my guests to tell us a little bit about his background. Let's start with Dwight.
My name is Dwight Girardi. I'm the Senior Manager of Corporate Quality with Converge. I have more than 20 years of experience in the electronic components distribution industry, with over 10 years specifically focused on quality. Currently, I oversee Converge's global quality and EHS management systems.
I'm Ron Wiggins, the Operations Manager at Converge. I've got over 20 years of experience in managing complex operational organizations. I currently oversee Converge's North American warehouse operations and all personnel, including the quality component engineers, quality inspectors, consignment, and inventory control groups.
So, Dwight, please tell me why it's so important for an independent distributor to have a quality management program.
In the world of supplying electronic components, we need to be forever vigilant in protecting our customers from substandard components, and that begins with a solid quality management program. Working with an independent distributor that has a robust quality management program greatly reduces the overall risks inherent in the supply chain. It gives structure to our quality processes, ensuring product integrity and vendor accountability.
And what would be some risks that a customer might face if conducting business with an independent electronics distributor that didn't have quality management?
Well, the leading risk would be not receiving the correct part and/or substandard part, which could potentially enter the customer's supply chain. This is bad for any electronics manufacturer or distributor. This could lead to production line interruption as well. That's why Converge's inspection process can provide peace of mind. We have an established quality management program that helps reduce the possible risks our customers could experience in the supply chain. Our program includes our robust multi-point inspection process, which is the backbone our inspectors work from. We also have enhanced reporting, which means we document every step of our inspection process and document and record any discrepancies. Our vendor management program allows us to monitor, evaluate, and reevaluate the vendors that we work with. Our experienced commodity management team is directly involved in product procurement, the results of inspection, discrepancies, and vendor performance. Continuous training, which we provide in-house and refresh on a yearly basis. All inspectors globally must pass the IDEA ICE 3000 Professional Inspectors Exam. All inspectors, including our component engineers, must be recertified every 2 years. We currently have 59 IDEA certified inspectors globally here at Converge. And our global network systems and standardized global inspection sites in Singapore and Amsterdam follow the same procedures and inspection checklist.
So Ron, Dwight just gave us a great overview of Converge's quality process, but could you give us some step-by-step details on the inspection process and how it can help protect the customers in the supply chain?
Well, first at a high level, I'd like to mention that we've recently enhanced our operations and added some programs such as 5S, which was popularized by the Japanese automotive industry, and in the meantime has been adapted by a lot of other industries. 5S enables a company not only to optimize the workspace for efficiency, but also to put a culture in place that sustains these improvements. Back in June of 2012, the warehouse team started to evaluate the workspaces and list opportunities for improvement in these areas. We then proceeded to formally implement the program and now are scoring fairly high after 7 months. We also looked at our operational layout and applied lean manufacturing principles and Six Sigma guidelines to review our process. We concluded that we can make significant changes, cut out waste, and make efficiency improvements throughout the operations. Changes to the warehouse layout were completed in October of 2012. And have proven very valuable in cost savings and quality improvements already. Getting back to your question, Paul, Converge's quality management program starts with our expert commodity management team and a vendor management program that includes supplier rating systems. The vendors are carefully screened, they're monitored, and scored throughout the process. Once the product is procured through an approved vendor, Converge follows a rigid control component inspection process that involves a detailed level 1 and level 2 program. Our quality inspection process can involve up to 102 receiving, inspection, and shipping checkpoints that are performed by certified IDEA, in this case it's the ICE 3000 inspectors. At level 1, our inspection process requires us to do visual inspection of incoming packages. We inspect for damage, we look at the weight, the original weight when it came in. We take a lot of detailed photos and compare barcodes and labeling to some of the shipping documents that are provided to us. That's only a few of the steps that we take at level 1. The package is then opened and actual parts are inspected for any discrepancies, ensuring that they match either the PO or the sales order requirement. Once verified, our checklist is updated and the parts enter what we call the level 2 inspection process. Every lot must go through level 2 inspection. At this level, our certified quality engineers perform additional component testing, which includes a microscopic visual review, as well as scrape and swab tests to look at the part, the texture of the part, see if anything stands out as having been modified. Once the material passes level 2 inspection, the product is brought back to level 1, where it is packaged and then shipped. We inspect all the documentation and all the product one more time at this step to verify that the parts and the sales order requirements match 100%.
So what happens if during the inspection process there is a discrepancy or a substandard part is found?
Well, it's important to understand that a discrepancy or a suspected substandard part can be identified at any point, either in level 1 or level 2. Once a discrepancy is identified, it's noted and reported back to the commodity team. The inspection checklist travels with the order throughout the process. The next step would be the quality engineer. The documentation is tied to a large historical database of parts that we maintain, so we're able to cross-check any part that comes in through this database. We also utilize Golden Labels, our internal database for verification, as well as an online service provider we subscribe to that provides us with the manufacturer data sheet and other information. This allows us to see if the product is active, whether it's obsolete, date code information, other technical information, sometimes even target pricing. The quality component engineers would then proceed with additional testing and inspection if required. If the discrepancy is confirmed after that additional engineering testing, then it is at the discretion of the commodity manager and the customer to decide if more in-depth testing is needed, such as X-ray or decapsulation. X-ray is usually the first step since it is non-destructive. Decapsulation tests can also be done by request and with commodity manager's approval. A decap test will show the die, the serial number, and the manufacturer logo within the component. You may not see that on X-ray. If after all the testing in-house is completed and the discrepancy is confirmed, the part may be returned or quarantined for our internal material review board to evaluate and recommend further action. The vendor status classification will also be reevaluated. In some cases, we have customers that require us to provide them with a specialized report documenting the results of the full inspection and all the testing of the parts before we even ship them.
Is there anything else that Converge does as part of quality management that you didn't mention, Ron?
Well, we place a high level of effort on continuing education and training for our employees, both through internal and external sources. Certifications, recertification of current programs, seminars, industry meetings, all those things are targeted and attended that we ensure we stay well ahead of the curve in our market space. We also provide cross-training to the teams as business needs change and we need to stay very flexible while still providing quality results. And we also conduct a yearly customer satisfaction survey that provides us with valuable feedback for future enhancement and process improvements.
Tell us about other types of testing equipment Converge has in-house and what sets it apart from other independent electronic component distributors. Can you also tell us a little bit about how that testing equipment works?
Well, since Converge is committed to a continual quality improvement, we do have the latest state-of-the-art testing equipment in-house. As I've already mentioned, we have decapsulation and X-ray machines in-house. We also have an XRF analyzer in-house, which allows us to test for RoHS compliant, which includes detecting such components as lead, bromium, or chromium, just to mention three of those. The baking oven, if a part has been exposed to any kind of humidity, we use the baking oven to remove any moisture that might have been accumulated on or in the part. We have numerous webcams used for incoming receiving inspection at level 1 and level 2 with up to 500x power. We have vacuum sealers for shipping where we can reseal the part appropriately. And we also secure outside services for solderability and electrical testing should that be necessary.
So to sum things up, Dwight, can you tell us how does partnering with an independent distributor like Converge with this type of quality management process benefit the customer?
Well, we're always looking towards continual improvement and having a world-class lean processing environment because lean manufacturing principles equals operational excellence. Quality has always been the number one goal here at Converge, and we want every order to be a perfect order. We look for feedback on 8 measurables for that perfect order. They are right product, right quantity, right delivery, right condition, right cost, right documentation, right special requirements, and at the right time. Customer feedback has helped us monitor and improve. Striving for the perfect order reduces costs for both the customer and Converge, so it's having the security and peace of mind that you're getting what you ordered.
I'd like to thank my guests, Ron Wiggins and Dwight Girardi, for their insight on how Converge protects customers through quality management. We hope you'll download and listen to other programs in the Converge podcast series. Thanks for listening. My name is Paul Gillen.